Please, dear Henry, cease your labour a moment. I have an urgent matter to discuss.
Very well, Mr. Cortwright.
The entire household is full of tales of your gallantry, my good man.
I was but acting according to my duty, sir.
A single-handed defence of the property against a gang of villains is a good deal more than mere duty. What a contemptible thing. To clamber into a man's house through the front window.
The intruders were quickly dispatched by a warning shot from the blunderbuss, sir.
The blunderbuss, indeed.
I was not the only hero of the piece, sir. After my attempted expulsion, Mr. Mitchell intercepted them at the back of the house, where they were attempting a further entry. He fired a brace of pistols at them, which proved a most effective distraction.
If this had not happened within my own home, I would have dismissed the whole affair as gossip and terror deal. What do you suppose was their intent? The silver? Mrs. Cortwright's diamonds?
From their rag-mannered conduct, it is not altogether inconceivable that they were after your port, sir.
Scoundrels! Well, I am forever indebted to your fortitude. I do believe there is none such a faithful servant as you, Henry.
With perhaps the exception of Mr. Mitchell, sir, his station is to manage the grounds, not defend them.
Indeed, indeed. And as a show of my appreciation, you must avail yourself of some good wine, whichsoever takes your fancy.
That is most generous, sir. I confess I am partial to a drop of claret.
Then you must commandeer a case for your own enjoyment. And please be so good as to dispatch the same to Mr. Mitchell's quarters, as a small token of my utmost gratitude.
Yes, sir.